Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, today we're going to talk... This is a very interesting theory that we're going to talk about today.
It is.
Ring theory.
I like this one.
Yeah, it's written in an article in Psychology Today online by Elena Sandler. She's a social worker. And this idea of ring theory is fantastic.
I really like this because it's a very nicely organized, easy-to-use process for anybody in crisis.
Right, right. So yes, that's what it's for. It's a model for managing crisis. And I think that the sense that I got from when I read it is that this is really for therapists working with clients who are in crisis, kind of helping them and their family and sort of their network of people manage that person as they're going through their crisis.
Right, right. It's also good... it's a good, like a self-help thing. We don't talk a lot about self-help tools, but this is a nice self-help tool because it helps you organize your thinking about how you want to manage something that's going on. Whether it's in your family, friends, work, no matter where you are, even things, little disruptions at school.
Right.
You can use this cute little, very simple model to sort of organize your own thinking about how you want to deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll put a, for those of you watching on YouTube, we'll put a video, we'll put a little picture up to show you what it looks like. And for those of you who are not watching on YouTube, we'll have a picture of it in the show notes, though.
Right.
I don't think you can see the show notes in, I don't know that you'll be able to see that picture in the show notes on iTunes. You may have to go to the website. But anyways, it's there.
Yeah.
So you can just even jump over to YouTube and check it out there.
And we'll also post the article.
Yeah, so there's a link.
If you want to look it up, you can see the little drawing. It's a little, it's crude in the sense of it's hand drawn, a crude line drawing of the model that's in the article. And once you see that, it makes sense.
Right.
You say, oh, okay, now I get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the model goes like this. So basically, the person in crisis is a dot on the paper.
That's right.
The center of the picture.
Right.
Around that dot, around that person, you have these larger and larger circles.
Right.
And those circles represent people at varying closeness levels or various levels of closeness to the person that's in crisis.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the smallest circle that surrounds the person may be the spouse, the parents, but those people who live with and are very, very close to the person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then moving out from there, maybe extended family members, extending out, you may have workmates.
Very close friends.
Close friends, right. Mm-hmm. And so depending on how close any individual is to the person in crisis, you will fall within one of these circles.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it is these circles, would they be concentric circles?
I think so.
So they don't have to overlap because they don't overlap.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
so these circles, the sequence of circles that go out from the center, establish what the author calls a kvetching order.
Mm-hmm.
And kvetch is a Yiddish term for whining or complaining.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You can kvetch. I'm going to kvetch. I just want to kvetch, which means I just want to complain a little bit. Okay.
Yeah. That word seems hard to say to me.
No, it's a nice word.
Kvetch.
Well, it's KV, kvetch, you know. So, anyway, it establishes a kvetching order. So, the important thing about this model is the order in which you can kvetch.
Or the order or the direction.
The direction.
In which
direction.
You can kvetch.
That's right.
So,
direction.
What you'll see in the image is at the bottom it says dump out. And it has arrows pointing down and away. And so basically what that means is that if you're the person in the middle, you can complain to anybody.
That's right. You can go anywhere you want.
Right. But if you're in any of the particular circles, you can only kvetch. You can only complain to those people who are,
further away from the person in crisis.
That's
so people
right.
outside of your circle, further away.
Right. Because the person in crisis needs comfort and support.
Right.
If you just want to kvetch, you kvetch away from that person.
Right.
Into the outer, the rings outside
right.
of yours. If you want to provide comfort, you can move
right.
toward.
So you provide comfort for those people inside of your circle.
That's
and
right.
closer to
right.
the person in crisis.
That's right. So you might support a family member who can support the person.
Right.
Okay. You may provide assistance to a spouse who can then support mm-hmm. his or her spouse.
Right. Right. So you can complain to people who are not as close to the mm-hmm. person in crisis. Mm-hmm. But you provide comfort to those who are
that's right.
closer to the person in crisis.
And a good example, and I have a family member who does this all the time. Let's say you've gone through some medical procedure
mm-hmm.
and it didn't go well.
Mm-hmm.
The person in crisis is already got a full plate.
Right.
Okay. They don't need to be told that the doctor screwed up.
Right.
Or that somebody messed up, because that doesn't provide comfort.
Right.
You want to complain about the physician, or you want to complain about the hospital, or
mm-hmm.
you want to complain about how dirty the room was, you kvetch away from the person in crisis.
Right.
You kvetch out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily complaining about whatever that person is in crisis about. It's complaining about anything.
Just,
you know, when a person is in crisis, you don't want to complain about how you did on your last test.
That's right.
To that
about
person,
anything.
Right.
right. Mm-hmm.
You want to say, you want to complain further away from those people mm-hmm. because, you know, the idea of this model, of course, is that the closer you get to the person in crisis, the closer those people are to crisis themselves.
That's right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so, you know, using your example, if a person went through a medical procedure and is having a difficult time, those people who are closest to them are probably dealing with that crisis on a day-to-day mm-hmm. basis and
that's
trying
it.
To manage it and everything as
because
well.
Because they're so close to it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't want to complain to them because, again,
right.
you're adding more to their plate and everything. So you want to complain away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, conversely, you want to give more support and more
that's
comfort
right.
to those people as they get closer
right.
to the person.
And that's
crisis.
What I really like about this.
Yeah.
It really makes it simple. Okay, this clarifies it
right.
for me now. You know,
right.
I can kvetch out. I can complain. Dump out,
mm-hmm.
but if I'm going to move toward, I have to be in a support. It has to be support and
right.
comfort.
And what is also really interesting about this model is that for you in particular, for you, Richard,
for me,
you will be in varying circles
that's
for
right.
all the different people in your life.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You and I, we're in that small circle
we're
in the middle.
Circle.
Mm-hmm. So when one of us is in crisis.
Right.
Then it certainly affects the other. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we this last week, we had some situations where, you know, we were, there was some stress going on and things like that. And so we were able to, you know, provide some support and all that
mm-hmm.
kind of stuff. But other people in our lives, we're
mm-hmm.
not as close to. And
right.
so we're in a more distant
mm-hmm.
circle
mm-hmm. Right.
for them. And so we have to... This sort of calls for a little bit of insight and awareness as it relates
right.
to your relationship with different
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to be aware of, well, I'm pretty close to this person, and so I know that they're in crisis, so I'm not going to complain to them. I'm going
right.
to move away to somebody mm-hmm. else.
Mm-hmm.
I guess one of the obvious things would be that if you are one of those very close people to an individual person, you would know if they're in crisis,
right.
hopefully.
Right.
Hopefully you would have the insight and appreciation
mm-hmm.
to see that. But it does, it requires some level of insight to recognize that and to be able to sort of self-monitor and manage
mm-hmm.
those things.
And you know, the other time this comes up, and I know I make this mistake, I've probably made it too often, but I know I make it more than I'd like to, but I hope I'm getting better at it. When somebody is complaining, when somebody close to you does start to
mm-hmm.
Explain that they're in crisis,
right.
frequently what that does is it triggers similar feelings in you.
Right.
And you tend to say, oh, yeah, I know what you mean. This happened to me. Well, now you're kvetching in.
Mm-hmm.
See,
mm-hmm.
now you're moving,
right.
you're complaining, whining in when this person is seeking comfort from
right.
you. And so keep this in mind when,
yeah.
you know, don't make the mistake that I make. I frequently make that mistake. Oh, yeah, I know how you feel. and then I start complaining.
Yeah, the when same thing happened coming. To me the other
exactly.
day, and then you know, it's like, okay, now we're just really perpetuating the problem,
right.
And
mm-hmm. and somebody's and coming to you for comfort, you know, and so right. be a good listener. If
right.
if you want to dump yours somewhere, dump it to those behind you,
right?
Not
right.
to the person in front of you,
right?
I really
so,
like this model. I'm going to teach this to my kids.
Yeah,
I think they're
really
older
good.
Teens, young adults, and this is a nice little model that I want mm-hmm. them to be aware of.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Make them
Start
better
using
listeners
it mm-hmm. in our therapy sessions. So
right,
mm-hmm. all right. Well, I think that's it.
It'd be good for couples.
Yeah,
couples therapy,
yeah,
family
yeah.
therapy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kids, if you want to complain, if you want to unload to your friends. That's okay. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. perfect. So, all right, that's it for today. So, until next time. Yeah, yeah. The everything will be
It'll
online,
be
so you can check
right.
it out and read some more.
Where
about
do
it.
They find it?
Huh?
Where do they find it?
On the
YouTube.
Edition? Oh, I see what you're saying. You're so tricky sometimes.
Well,
yeah, it'll be on YouTube. And
I got into YouTube. No, I got into iTunes today. Oh, see that?
You know, and I received a message from somebody the other day about the little joking that we've been doing about Twitter. This is an example of what I'm talking about.
Twitter.
Why Twitter is not a good idea for...
You know, with our new president, Twitter's on the news a lot. And every mm-hmm. time it comes up, I get a little twinge. I get a Twitter twinge mm-hmm. when I hear about that because...
He does have Snapchat. I will say that.
I updated it today.
Just makes
first
me,
time
I just don't know how to respond, so all right,
okay,
that's it.
I'm done.
I can't take it anymore.
Okay,
so until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.